All righty. This is Matt Santos from the Mile High Show. Episode number 97. I am sitting out on overlooking the San Francisco Bay Area in Alameda, California, right outside of the former Alameda Naval Air Station with Steve Tavares today. Hey, Steve.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Believe it or not.
Hey, brother.
Professional broadcaster. So Steve and I...
I was just reading all your podcasts. There's a lot of podcasts here.
A lot of them. This is episode 97. Now, we recorded for about 45 minutes, had a great time after lunch at a restaurant on Webster Street in Alameda. Had some great food, great conversation, a lot of laughs, and then realized that I had not pushed the record button.
Right.
So we then drove on out to where Steve dumps bodies of his enemies, it looks like, out in the middle of nowhere. Out on the Naval Air Station, outside of a couple of industrial buildings and a brewery and a distillery. But a beautiful view of San Francisco and the skyline there and the entire San Francisco Bay Area. Sat out here, plugged in, just sat in the van, our Mile High Show mobile studio,
right.
Honda Odyssey.
You forgot also that we were next to the world's only transgender national bank. The Trans-Pacific.
I'm not used to being in California, where everything's so diverse and welcoming and politically correct. We were sitting next to the Trans-Pacific National Bank, the only bank for transgender Asians, and it was interesting to watch the folks walk.
Never go in there and say, "Do you have change for a dollar?" You're gonna. It says it's a whole means a whole different thing. You're gonna walk out there. You're gonna be walking funny or walking straight.
We came very close to witnessing a crime as we pulled into the parking lot. A woman hollered at us, saying, "Watch out! I just got broke into, and there was glass shattered all over her car window." But we've kind of determined it was probably an inside job,
right?
An insurance scam, possibly, because. She was announcing to everybody how she was broken into, and that's just a little fishy to me. I think she's pulling a fast one. Anyway.
Yeah. So the glass was, like, you're right. The glass was all out, from somebody in.
Yeah, somebody was trying to escape from her car, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was a kidnapping gone bad.
I think so.
So Steve Tavares and myself sat down and recorded in the van overlooking the bay. This is almost like a either really good or really bad first date.
Yeah.
And we hope you enjoy it. It was a lot of fun. But again, most of the laughs we had were done off mic because I'm an idiot. this show is brought to you by Big Daddy E's Barbecue in Chino Valley. BigDaddyE's.com is where you can find out information about his hours and his menu and all that good stuff. Eric Veneer over there, a very good guy and a good friend of the show. Also by Amazon. Use that Amazon link on MileHighShow.com. Use the Amazon link at the bottom of the page to do all your online shopping. No hassle, no mess, no fuss. It is as easy as online shopping can be. It takes you right to your regular Amazon login page for either Amazon or Amazon Prime. Doesn't cost you anything extra, but it lets Amazon know you got there through us, and you can buy all your goodies there, and Amazon gives us a little thank you every month. So a way to support the show and do some shopping all at the same time with no extra money out of pocket. So please, please use that Amazon logo link at MileHighShow.com to support the show. Also, a way you can give us a hand and show your appreciation for the show is by showing up. Play hooky from work on Wednesday, July 20th. We will be recording at Big Daddy E's on Butterfield Road in Chino Valley at 12 noon on Wednesday, July 20th. We've got some special guests, some music, some food. We're going to have a lot of fun because we will be recording episode number 100 that day. Again, Wednesday, 12 noon, July 20th at Big Daddy E's in Chino Valley. Come on out. We'll be out on the patio having some fun and having a few laughs. So with no further ado, sit back and listen to Steve Tavares.
It's going to be big. There's no links like for where? This for like for other things. Because I'll tell you, I got this new thing. It's this new thing's future, man. It's going to be like they deliver the food to your house.
Yeah,
online.
He was all excited telling me off mic about this brand new thing he discovered.
Deliver.
They deliver food to your house. Domino's been doing it for a lot of years. Gets there in like a half hour or so.
No, if you could have a link to that. They send the food. They send the food like tomato, like the ingredients for everything on the rest on the recipe, and then that's it. So you don't have to go to the store, but you got to cook it still.
Mark Maron does that. It's called Blue Apron.
Oh, does
and he gets paid for
does
it.
Does he have a link though?
He does.
I'm gonna go there then.
Blue Apron.
But he's got you know people who lie on that show like Obama. I wouldn't be surprised. That's for you, Arizona. I wouldn't be surprised that Hillary's probably going to be like the Ed McMahon of that show. Be there every week.
All right, Steve. Before we start,
you're a liar. Obama's a liar. Big ears. When you listen later, you're going to see I got something against. Yeah, I'm racist against people with big ears. You're going to hear it, no matter if they're white. Just keep listening. You'll hear me talk about somebody else with big ears. I mean, this dude's ears was big. Not like Obama. Obama's like Shrek. This dude is like Dumbo. Obama.
Okay, traumatized. Before we get on with the show, tell everybody where they can find you, Steve.
You go ebcitizen.com. You can read all the shenanigans. I should be where you live because I bet you I can find a lot of shenanigans because I understand people in Arizona, they dislike government. And I don't dislike government, but I like the punk government. So we kind of meet in the middle, right?
Dude,
I like to get the bad people, and you would probably like that.
East Bay Citizen, ebcitizen.com.
Right, politics.
Where else you write? Mainly politics.
Yeah, my politics. Oakland Magazine and Alameda Magazine.
East Bay Express,
but they've been cutting back, man.
And your podcast every Tuesday.
Right.
Where can they find you?
You go on iTunes for East Bay Citizen Podcast or Stitcher, or you know a lot of people just go to ebcitizen.com and listen from it there. But you know you should go on iTunes. This is what I tell my listeners: like,
never
just
left me a rating.
Subscribe it.
No,
did I?
No, don't go. Don't listen to him on iTunes because he never left me a rating or a review.
Well, that's because they only.
I
go,
left you one. I think
only
I was
go,
your first.
How many stars did they go up to?
Five.
Well, see, I wanted to put 10.
Ah!
They wouldn't let me.
Listen to episode 97 with Steve Tavares of the East Bay Citizen Show. And,
Obama sucks.
I got to get out of here and go sit in traffic. And that's it. We better get started.
Yeah, Hillary's a liar. Right, if we can say that, right?
Okay, it's recording for sure now. That is horrible.
Do you remember?
We had about an hour's worth, 45 minutes worth of some great conversation. Give me, what do you got there? Hold it up tight.
Great comedy.
Great conversation there.
Talking about transgender banks.
Steve Tavares.
The
and I hadn't hit record the whole time. So now we got to recreate. No, we just got to start over.
And that was just, you drink iced tea. Iced coffee.
That was ridiculous.
We're here on the Bay.
Alameda, California. I haven't been here in a number of years.
They have very low sidewalks here.
Is that a curb?
That curb
I'm driving
is,
over?
I don't know.
The last time I was here was with you. And
what?
We were, yeah. With the last time I was in Alameda was when Anthony and Sandra came out.
We came over
and
here.
And we went to the beach.
Yeah, we went to the beach.
And we went to, where did we go? Fridays?
Yeah, Applebee's? we looked like a gay couple with a kid and your wife was like, the surrogate. We're walking around Alameda. You're taking pictures. And they're wondering like, He doesn't look like either of them.
Straight in the fence.
Oh, this is the vodka factory.
Okay, where are we going?
Holy smokes! Did we disappear? I think there's one more down the other way.
This looks like a video game. That game Driver, yeah. Where the mob is chasing you. So we get.
Yeah.
We get to Alameda. We go have lunch, a very nice lunch. What was it called? Where was it called?
Cafe Jolie.
Which used to be Tilly's or Tully's or something.
Tilly's?
And it was a little old school coffee shop with a lunch counter. I got to stop that beeping. Hold on. Here, hold that.
Faction Brewery, right there.
Okay.
See, we're going the right way.
The old place, what was it on? Webster?
Webster.
Webster and what?
That connects to Oakland.
But it used to be an old school coffee shop, diner, with counter seating. And
uh-huh.
And we would go in there quite a bit, me and my old boss, Jim Fashionel.
Yeah. And the waiter said a lot of, there'd be a, back in the day when the base was here, there was a lot of semen in that. So, no, wait.
Faction Brewing.
Oh, yeah, right here.
So now it's kind of an upscale coffee shop, sandwich place. It was pretty good. It was good sandwich.
It's good. Fresh.
And then after we ate, we plugged in the mics and recorded, and we thought we were recording, had a great podcast, and I had forgot to push record.
Yeah, because it's this amazing view that we have here. Yeah. It made you forget.
No, we weren't looking at this. That was at the coffee shop.
Well, we have good. We are farsighted. Nah, we could see that far.
What a knucklehead!
Does it look like this is open?
So then Steve brings me No Trespassing Prohibitar Paisar.
Does this look like it's open? Yeah. Private party.
Oh, private party.
Damn. So gentrifiers. Probably douche software dudes took over this place.
So
nothing's working right.
Steve takes me out to where I think is going to be a restaurant, and we end up cruising the old Navy base, which I'm pretty sure he used to do back in the day as well.
Yeah.
But
they call me Sailor Steve.
We end up out in the middle of nowhere in what looks like the set for a gangster video game.
Yeah, Walking Dead.
Or an old movie. You know what? Let's just park it.
Like an old movie of after Armageddon or something.
Like let's just park.
The day the world ended.
It's got a great view of the city. Here, let me see. I got to make sure now that we're recording. Where's them headphones? How's it sound? That's beautiful. So how long have you lived out in Alameda?
6 years.
Which, 6 years already?
Yeah, so for around here, you need to be... You have to live here 10 years just to apply for citizenship of Alameda. They're kind of, you know, it doesn't matter what color you are. It's just if you weren't born here. So 10 years, so I'm still.
Why Alameda, though? Was it the girl, the woman?
Isn't that how that's how the world
is. That's how you ended up in San Leandro.
That's actually how I also was born here. My parents were here, too.
Castroval.
Something happened. One of those winter months of 1974.
So what all happened? How long you been with, what's her name? What's the latest?
Tanya.
The greatest? Tanya. How long you guys been together?
Oh, the same time.
Computer dating?
I don't remember. I just remember went to this bar that we were going to go to earlier. That has all windows. Have you seen this thing before?
Most of the bars I hung out with had no windows.
This is all windows. You can go down the street and you could see. I mean, you could be ordering two tacos at Jack in the Box and see who's having a couple brews at there. So we went there, and I thought she was a smoker because her voice was kind of sounded husky. But I don't know. Maybe she was doing a lot of yelling.
How does her voice sound husky?
I don't know. It sounds smoky.
Wear husky smoky. Jeans.
You're a husky boy. No, like a smoker kind of voice.
Yeah.
She didn't smoke. She's not a smoker.
But how'd you meet? A friend of a friend or what? Or just picked her up at the bar?
The internet.
I just asked you if you met her on the computer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I...
You were using the old... You were using the old computer dating for a while, weren't you?
Well, that's what it works. You get all your... you get your algorithm.
So you guys you get married?
Get your algorithm going.
You getting married?
I guess so. I guess you'll have to come back here. Although you're bad luck.
I came to your last wedding.
maybe you're bad luck. And this time we'll do like a Jewish wedding, although neither of us are Jewish.
Breaking glasses and step
yeah,
on
we're
stuff.
Just going to break junk, you know. And
so what happened to the last one?
Well, it turns out, it's a long story.
We got time.
They had...
got a lot of batteries.
We were actually in Alameda. At the beach. And she drowned in 2 feet of water. And the police.
That's odd, because she just sent me some pictures the other day.
The police. You better call, like, you know, you better write a book about it. Like, Jesus. Jesus sent those pictures to you. And police and the fire were just watching, let her drown. Guy in a windsurfer going, hey, you okay? Drowned in 2 feet of water. It was a national tragedy. You Google it. You'll see it. It was in USA Today. Yeah. No joke.
That was a leftover from our non-recorded podcast.
People
about
still talk about it here.
Horrible. This poor guy died in 2 feet of water. And we've been laughing about it for 2 hours.
His name was Raymond Zach. It was his name, really. And they made a documentary like a year ago. And they did actually around here. I think they did it. They had a screening for it, but they're charging like $20. So screw that. And get this, get this. The documentary was called Shallow Waters. I guess so. It's more catchy than.
So what was the whole deal? Why we're all over the place? Why didn't the first responders respond?
He was a big guy, for one. So they were trying to say they didn't know what
married to a big guy.
They didn't know whether to if they went out there that he might get belligerent. They might be in danger. They'll throw them down in the 2 feet of water.
So what was it, suicide or was it?
Yeah, that's what they think.
Was he wigged out on dope or what?
No, he was kind of special. He was kind of crazy. He was a big guy like a baby Huey. And he has a foster mother that was close to him. She's an older lady. He was like just this kind of big guy, big lumbering guy, a little bit special. And I guess he got religious and stuff. So he had his rosary with him too. He's out there like he was praying out in the water. And so some people like to say, oh, poor, they would go to the council meeting they complained about it and said, oh, he stood there. While the police and the fire just watched him die, he was probably thinking, they still don't care about me. Uh-huh. And I was like, you're getting a little melodramatic. He could have just been thinking like, you know what? How in the world does McDonald's make money on 20 chicken nuggets for $5? That could have been, I mean, he could have been thinking just like something like that. He could have been thinking like, you know, this is a couple years ago, like, you know, why don't the A's keep their players instead of trading them away? But they want to put it like, oh, they don't care about me. So it turned out that it revealed that the police and the fire department here hate each other. So it was one of the things they weren't communicating on the radio very well because they're like, screw you. No, screw you. Oh, yeah? Your mother. Oh, yeah?
What
and then while... Was,
is that deep-seated...
Yeah, it's just a rivalry, I guess. They weren't... And then they didn't have a boat. We're an island. Nobody had a boat. That was another thing.
An island city with no boat.
But what is a boat going to do in 2 feet of water?
Get stuck in the mud.
And then if the dude's like 400 pounds and he got in the boat, well, we're going to be, you know,
just been
grounded
on the bottom.
Yeah. So shallow waters. Documentary.
So what happened to you still talk to Marianne? When's the last time you talked to her? Wife number one.
2010.
So you officially divorced.
Yeah, I think so.
How long were you married? What, you
5 years.
You got married in 05?
Yeah, I think it was 5. 5 years. No, maybe it was 11. 06 to 11.
Gotcha.
5 years, then 5 years, 16. Boom.
What'd you do? Why'd she boot you out?
I do nothing.
It can't be her problem. Couldn't be. Sore subject.
I don't remember.
A little tear coming out of Steve's eye. You're like an Indian who just got a Coke can thrown at
him. I really like have to like pause and like to have it download because you like block it out. You block it out. You got to start thinking about, you know, just like I did when I was in the Twin Towers. I blocked it out. I don't even know if I was there or if I was.
I think you were.
I don't know. I just block it out. It was so traumatic. You know, 9/11. So that was my 9/11. It was like 11.
And it was
2011. So I block it out. But you know, what is love is what I always say. What is love? Is it a word? Is it amor? That's four letters also. That's Spanish. You know, so, you know, it's a tough thing. But you move on. Steer a new course.
Yeah.
1,000 points of light.
What?
No new taxes. Read my lips.
What'd your mom think when you got divorced?
Oh, she didn't care.
Really?
That also revealed that I don't think anybody in my family really cared about her that much. I mean, done dislike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was like, you know.
What about this one?
C'est la vie.
What about this
one? I don't know, maybe I got to break up with her and find out what they really feel like. They're like, you know, I don't like, you know, that Filipino food. It's not the best. Well, I know that, mother. I know that. That's why I'm the cook. I don't cook. That's why we don't eat it. It's a plan. I already thought of that. You know, I got to be the cook, but I don't want to eat no bong diddy bong bong. No bagut, no bagut, no what? No. You know, bagut, bagut, sung a ding dong, whatever they call it. You had that before. They're like, send a ding dong, send a ding dong. It's like a stew. Send a ding dong. I mean, you know, and it's like this fish, like bagut.
It's sour. It tastes. It's what Sandra makes some delicious stuff. She makes some great stuff.
Yeah, it's a little sour. Yeah, yeah.
She makes some fabulous stuff, and I told her if she wants to make that sinigang again, she can have plenty for herself. I will not eat it. It tastes. It's like a vinegar based, and it's nasty. She loves it.
The deal. That's the thing here. No disrespect, but you know, I've kind of,
somebody says, no disrespect intended, you're going to get really disrespectful.
No, but I'm just saying that I know a little about cooking, and this reliance on white vinegar just kills me because, like her or dislike her, Martha Stewart is right when she says, and I always remember that she said this, she's written about this too, white vinegar. It's only good for cleaning stuff. It's edible, of course, but that's the only thing it's good for is to clean things, not to eat. There's a lot of vinegar; is much more flavorful. So when they're like dipping everything in vinegar, man, I'm like, what is this? All you need to know is I actually only know two words in Tagalog.
Tagalog
is lumpia. And I don't know if it's a slur for gay. I don't know if it's just gay. That's all I know. That's all I know. Those are the two words I know.
What, lumpia?
Oh, I know. Putang na mo. I know that one too. I don't know what that means.
I think you just made it up.
Bajo titi mo. I was just lying. Bajo titi mo. That's real. You know what that means?
No.
I just worked with this dude. He was actually Chinese, but he he grew up. He grew up in Philippines, so he was adopted Filipino. He didn't speak Chinese, so I worked with him. I said, "Hey man, tell me something. So I can go, like, give me a sentence, like funniest thing I could say to the Filipino ladies upstairs I work with." And he goes, "Oh, I got one for you. Tell him, bajo titi mo." So I was already had a good relationship with them. I was like, I'm not even going to ask them what it was. I'm just going to do it, and it's going to be organic. They're going to laugh. I don't know what I'm saying. And I could play. Then also I could play like, you know, ignorance, right?
Yeah.
So I go, hey, bajo titi mo. And they start going crazy. Turns out what I was saying is my penis is dirty. Bajo titi mo. Another one, I think that means like some F words or something by your mom or something. But Bahotitimo. So I would be, so when I first, not when I first met my girlfriend's family, but a little bit after, I was like, yeah, I know Filipino. I know, you know, I know a nice greeting for everybody. And so all her like cousins were there. We may have been somewhere around here too. And I go, everybody, greetings, Bahotitimo. And they started going crazy. Like crying. Am I right? Crying, making somebody cry is pretty good. But you make them cry and pee,
that's the ultimate. That's like Everest. A standing ovation.
That's Everest.
Oh, man.
Have you ever done that?
Peed? Yeah.
But somebody
cried?
That
yeah.
That wasn't like that needed the pen's age. That doesn't count. They do that normal. Good times.
So, what's in Alameda? What's the big draw here other than your...
We got the beach.
Your abode and your girly friend.
We got the beach. You know, some people say... Well, this kind of was known for a kind of racist town back in the day.
See, I didn't know that. Why? Was it like the white Oakland?
Well, because it was race, because you had all the old... the people who live here a long time, and their parents lived here, and their grandparents lived here, and it's an island. It's an island in the Bay Area, the greater Bay Area. So we have like five bridges, and they connect.
The tunnel, Webster Tunnel.
Three bridges and one tunnel that connect to Oakland. And then there's another bridge that goes to San Leandro, next door to Oakland. So it was always, there's always been that connotation, you know, hey, boy, don't, you sure you want to go over that bridge? And then, you know, some of the people would say I guess this is not a dog whistle. This is just like straight out saying it like, hey, at night we should put the bridges up at night. You know, we all know what that meant. But that's kind of died out here. It's actually kind of diverse, a lot more Asian.
What I saw coming over.
Yeah. It's about 30%. It's like a lot of these places.
How many Portuguese? Just you?
I think so. I haven't seen too many. Well, there's this guy, this swarthy guy that comes into the coffee shop. He wears like kind of short shorts with a Portuguese flag. Like it's the whole flag. Green and red. One leg is green, one leg is red. Shorts. I'm sure he's Portuguese.
If not, his husband might be.
I don't know, man. He's wrapping that linguica in the flag, though. I wonder how he felt yesterday when Portugal... I wonder if he wore those when Portugal yesterday won the European Championship.
Maybe he pulled them off and waved them around.
Yeah, I hope he had some casings for that linguica.
Oh, man. Killer linguices. Santos linguices still there.
Oh, why'd you bring that up? When I first met you, I kind of side hoped that you were owners of that. The best linguica I've ever tasted.
Are they still around?
No, it's gone because the guy killed people.
Yeah, I didn't know if the company still.
No,
there.
No, it was done.
Right up the street from the Washington Club.
Yeah. Which we need to record that for our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Good. This one's still recording.
Yeah, man. That's another great, you're hitting on all the sad stories of this area.
Everything we looked for, we weren't recording that part, were we? I don't remember. That was on your recorder. You wanted me to recall different things in Alameda that I've seen while we were driving around. So we spent 20 minutes looking for a bar that doesn't exist anymore. All the things that I remember from out here are places that are no longer there or people that are dead. And that one bar, it was on Lincoln. Their logo, I don't remember what it was. I think it might have been the Penny Bar or I don't know. Maybe it was the Lincoln Bar. I don't remember. But the logo was Lincoln's profile, like on the penny, and it was on the door. It was a white building with black lettering and a black logo, and we cruised up and down Lincoln. I couldn't find it. I don't know where it was. But I got confirmation from my friend Jeff, who called, that in fact it is it was still there. And then we got an interesting story about a friend of his whose daughter was murdered as we were driving, where it looks like they dumped bodies.
I don't know who he's talking about either.
Huh?
You sound like he's talking about NFL great Fred Biletnikoff's daughter.
No, no. It's a guy, Bart, that lived out here. It was a friend of his that I knew through Jeff, an old party buddy of his that is living on a boat out here somewhere. It's like a 50-some foot yacht that he bought because it needed some work, and he's living on it in the marina now. But I haven't seen Bart in a long time. Bartolo. Yeah.
We had a shooting by my house over here. We don't have too much crime here at all.
Sure you do. When we were pulling up to the coffee shop, some lady's car got broken, but we think
I mean like murder or like shot, you know, that kind, violent. And I'm thinking, see, because I've lived by the downtown, like I walk down there, and there's this guy we see all the time. He has like a gray hat, no logo on it. And
like
I just walk by him all the time. He's kind of a small in stature. He's probably like 35.
Not swarthy.
Nope. Not maybe his face. But he's always walking. And there's been times when I would like, you know, you walk down the street past somebody and you've maybe seen him a couple times, maybe seen you a couple times, and you just do a little nod and they might do a little, nod into it. And I've done that to him a couple times and he just look at me and with this like cold, steely look, like, you're just going to wait. You're going to see what I'm going to do. Like, I'm planning to blow this place up. That's what I'm reading into his look. And so we would see this guy all the time. Even when we were driving home, we'd see him. I guess this is where he lives. Obviously, he's sitting on his stoop just with this look, thousand-yard look.
You know what he's thinking?
He's going to kill somebody.
No, you know what he's thinking?
He's going to bomb the world.
No, you know what he's thinking? Mm. How can McDonald's make any money selling 20 nuggets for $5? And where's my crucifix? I loaned it to my buddy Ray. And he never brought it back.
Raymond Zach. No, with this guy, so I nicknamed him Killer. Killer.
That's like the worst nickname ever.
And so we would be walking.
But come on.
I saw Killer.
Hey, this guy. Really long hair, and nicknamed him Harry.
No, I'm like,
that's the worst nickname ever.
No, he's like, my girlfriend would come back from the walk, get her nails done.
He's real tall. Call him Stretch.
No, she'd be like, guess who I saw? I saw Killer.
Killer.
And so Killer.
Wait, who's it? Tanya?
Yeah. She'd say, I saw Killer.
She does nails?
No, she would go get her nails done.
Oh, okay.
She'd come back and be like, Guess who?
That's a stereotype right there.
But a lot of times I'd see him coming down the side street before he come down the main street where we both live, and I assume there's a liquor store over there because he's always smoking, and I assumed that's where he'd coming from. Then, the other day, like 3 weeks ago.
This is where we'll put in the scary music. But
at 3 weeks ago at the gas station at night, this guy comes up and he shot the guy who works there. It was some kind of, maybe he was saying like, hey, kid, I hate you. You're stupid. And he came back with a gun and shot. The guy didn't die, but just you shot him. And I, all of a sudden yesterday, I made a connection. Like, we haven't seen Killer for a long time. He did it. It was Killer.
Are you sure?
No, I'm thinking. I haven't seen Killer. He's not in the stoop. He's not walking around with that look. I'm telling you, he gives a look like, I'm going to just wait. You're going to see what I got planned. You know,
maybe the guy wouldn't sell him smoke.
He's got a dirty bomb or something, ISIS or something like that. He's going to blow up. Godzilla got an installation over here. There's a USS Hornet right there.
Is there still military out here?
No, there's ghosts in there. If it's the military, it's a ghost.
Why is this all sectioned off?
I should know what's going to go on here because they're going to do a massive redevelopment here, but this used to be like the runway. And so I don't know what's going to happen right here. They have a limited amount. There's going to be housing. They're going to put parks, but the housing was limited. That was in return for the Navy. Us taxpayers given it to the city for $1. So if they were going to get that deal, they were not going to allow them to like overdevelop it. Because holy smoke, gotcha. Look at this view. Could you imagine the greedy developers that would try to pack as much
as
they could?
Put some condos on the water's edge.
Yeah. Right. And so it's an island, and a lot of people are worried about traffic because it's only nine. We got five exit points.
So what are they going to, like big park areas? Or
there'll be a big park, a lot of more business like here. They were only limited, I thought in my head, I think maybe 1,400 units of housing.
So maybe using the existing businesses, keeping the views open for these guys.
Right, right. I don't know what else. Imagine, but I'll tell you what.
Like the marina where we were at the other day in San Francisco with the family, the Marina Greenway that overlooks the Golden Gate Bridge, that would be beautiful right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, big soccer field.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Portuguese shorts, Portuguese flag shorts, waving around his head.
A referee in the water, 2 feet of water, calling the. But there, here, listen. This is the deal. This is what I tell people here. This could be scary because this was here for a long time with the Navy. One of the big things about it, one of the reasons why it was given for a dollar, is there's a lot of like toxic waste and stuff in here, and we don't even really know really how much of a cleanup's need here. So my thinking is this: if there's one place on Earth that Godzilla likely lives, it's under here. I mean, radioactivity, man, and toxic waste—it's all here. This is where he lived.
Interesting.
So watch out, man.
I don't live here. Sorry.
Like, if I was going to buy a place here and I had a garden, I am not going to put. I'm not going to grow anything.
Man, the size
I mean, no,
of the zucchini.
No food. No food. I know. Can you imagine? They'll be like, oh, you snap them and they'll be like yelling.
They'll already be cooked. They're already cooked. You could grow French fries.
Got some big.
You grow zucchini. They're already breaded and fried.
That would be good. That is the future, though. That's what's going to happen. That's how we're going to Mars. Do you know that? That's right, man.
I thought Matt Damon already went.
That's right. That can you imagine
the
how?
Rescue boy, Matt Damon. Goes to Mars, got to get rescued.
Yeah, that's a dumb
Goes
movie.
Goes to Europe, got to get rescued.
That's a dumb
Private Ryan.
That's a dumb movie. You know, you heard of the casting couch? Matt Damon must have mastered it. Because is he that good? Come on, who cares? And Affleck, they must be tag teaming on that casting couch. All it is a good reputation.
So how's the writing and the podcast going?
Podcast doing good. You're the godfather of the podcast.
No, wait, don't tell me about this last interview you did.
Oh, his last interview.
And then email me that picture.
When I got when I conceived of it, I thought I would sit with politicians and we'd have like a beer or something. And it was like, oh, I figured out these guys.
Relaxing conversation.
Yeah, these guys don't want to be, you know, talking about with constituent stuff with a adult beverage, right? So this last guy I talked to, this guy, he's like a media blogger for this area.
What's his name?
Rich Lieberman. He's the kind of Jewish guy that has to remind you that he's Jewish every 5 minutes. Actually, this dude comes up in the bar restaurant, and this lady, and says, the person over there just said you look like Don Rickles. And he's like, oh, thanks, hockey puck. Do you think you look like Don Rickles? Kind of.
Maybe Don Rickles 40 years
ago. So I never met this guy. I've read his thing for a couple years, though, his stuff. And I thought he'd be good, talk some trash about, you know, the TV anchormans and stuff like that. And so it's okay. We got recorded. He had a martini. Then he starts drinking this Fernet or something. And this dude went from 0 to 60 crazy-ass drunk. And then all of a sudden, he stumbles out. I'll be right back. He leaves. He goes out the door, and then he never comes back. And I'm thinking he's sticking me with a check. And this Fernet is like $20 a shot or something. It was a big shot, though. But I'm like, what's going on here? And I'm calling her. Are you coming back? It was a steak place. And like, are you coming back? He's like, where are you? I'm at the Izzy's. You mean that... That steak place on the corner? And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? What am I going to do, man? Is this guy just stiffed me? He just left, and now I'm going to pay for his big-ass tab, and then, I don't know, I'm looking on my phone, I'm just kind of like looking on Twitter, just killing time, and I noticed that the Black Lives Matter have taken over the freeway, the way that I'm going, so I'm like, oh, damn, once I get out of here, I'm going to have to go a crazy way to get home. On Thursday, yeah. So they blocked the freeway right at the entrance that I would be going on. They'd block for 4 hours, but I was able to go through the different way, easy. But I'm like, what the hell am I going to go? So then turns out my tab had already been paid. I don't know if they comped it or whatever. So it was no problem. I'm like, what the hell is this about? And he's like, sends me a text like yesterday. Are you mad at me? I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Really?
Yeah, man, this guy. I mean, that guy got some big ears, man. I've never seen big ears.
You got to send me that picture.
Do you watch The Strain?
No.
On FX? Like Monster? There's this Monster, like, he has big ears.
Yeah, you know
look
what
like
he looks like? The guy from Goonies?
Yeah. I mean, he looks like some kind of Hollywood.
Send me that picture.
Or some claymation dude.
That was funny. That picture is hilarious.
I mean, he had some good stuff, but they got all. I've never seen somebody get so drunk so quick. And especially for somebody who's obviously a professional drinker. Yeah. That's what killed me. How did he get that?
That stuff must be toasty.
I don't know. The owner was talking about it. He said this is like maybe something that a drink that like liquid, old Italians drink.
Liquid heroin.
And he mentioned something like it's Fernet. The most per capita is New York City and San Francisco.
Huh.
So I don't know. I've never really heard
that
of
that was like a hangout of his?
What's a new place?
Oh.
I don't know. These guys own like place in San Francisco too. So I don't know.
Yeah, we were talking earlier in the other podcast that we didn't record about places like where you have like where we went. What was that place called? The coffee shop or the restaurant?
Jolie.
Yeah, that's your Monte Cristo place.
Oh yeah,
I ordered the same chicken thing. Parm at Olive Garden.
I ordered the same thing at each restaurant.
I was like that. I used to be like that years ago with bars. I had my 7-7 bar. I had my Amstel Light bar. I had my Miller Lite bar. I had my Jack and Coke bar. I had a screwdriver bar. Different bars. I would only drink certain things at those bars. And Frank's 21 Club, Joe passed it the other day, almost cried. Saturday because it's no longer there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was my 7-7. One of my 7-7 bars.
That was in Esquire magazine.
Yeah.
Once. What happened to the dude?
He's got his own Facebook page, telling stories and showing pictures from the old days.
Oh.
But yeah, it's just an empty place now, and I slept in his basement on a number of occasions, but. Yeah, you kind of get in little habits where you have the same thing, and in Alameda, and I didn't come here a lot, but there was a place I don't remember what it was called, but they had Guinness on tap, and it was my Guinness bar, one of my Guinness bars, but it was I'd probably know it if I saw it. I can't remember what it's. They had shuffleboard and pool in there, so we'd go in there and play shuffleboard every once in a while. You know, every couple of months. What?
Like, what?
What?
I had a. I went to. I watched the. I watched the soccer game yesterday and. I had some good. It was like Guinness. It was Young's double chocolate or something.
Huh.
Oatmeal. It was good.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more, I guess it's the chocolatey taste.
Yeah.
But it's like Guinness with chocolate.
Pyramid out in Berkeley on Gilman.
Gone.
Is it really?
Done.
Oh, too bad. Because they had a good chocolate stout. They had a Scotch stout that was really good.
I mean, the beers, they still make the beer, but the restaurant.
But that's too bad. I know. Buffalo Bill's still around?
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
I was just there the other day. I was going to talk about that right now. That's why I paused.
We passed. Were you thinking about that afternoon we went out there?
Which one?
which
before work,
probably at the tail end of your marriage, because you went there to meet somebody.
I don't remember. That's often.
Do you remember what was that bar in Hayward I took you to with that lady? She's a really cute bartender. That was wearing those genie pants. It was like right around Halloween.
Oh, yeah. That's a long time ago.
That was a long time. Remember the Stein Lounge? Is that still there in Hayward?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Every time I go by there, I go, that's Matt Santo's favorite bar.
No, it wasn't, though. I only went in there a few times.
Oh, I thought you liked the Steins hanging.
It was a neat-looking place. But that other place, I forget what it was called.
Yeah, I don't even know where we were at. It was kind of small.
I know exactly where it was. I just can't. I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, she was like, kind of looked like that girl from Flashdance or something. Yeah, and she's wearing, I think that she was just wearing that. That's what she was wearing.
I Dream of Genie Pants?
Yeah, so it was
No, I think it was like around Halloween is why.
Yeah,
I'm
they were.
Sure.
I mean, that's a tough job. But going back to the guy getting drunk with podcasts, before he was drunk, he was like before we were doing the podcast, because we were sitting at a different table, he was hitting on all the bartenders and the wait staff. And I
How old a guy is he?
He's 54. And he don't think he has girlfriends. I don't think he gets girlfriends. Huh. And then he goes, he was doing lines that they were like, so when are you going to be my next ex-wife? Oh, they were just laughing like, are you seriously? You never heard that before, lady? I mean, what do you?
He probably hears it four times a day.
And he was like, and they go, no, serious. Are you single? I was like, I'm thinking, what do I do here? I'm sitting here. What is going on here? And she's like, no. And I'm like, but she seemed like she was like going with it. Like she was like entertaining it. I was like, did you look at his ears?
It's that power time. It's that red power tie, man.
But it was all full of stains.
I can't tell in the pictures.
Like he was eating 40 McNuggets for $10.
All right, so this is I want to tell you this story because I'm gonna be 50 this year.
Are you gonna have a party?
No, I'm just old. So this is how you know you're getting old.
50.
This is how you know you're getting old. We went on a little vacation. This is our first real vacation in like years. This last couple weeks. But about three, four weeks ago, whenever it was the weekend after Memorial Day, we went to Havasu for the weekend, just for a couple days, just to get away. And Sandra and Anthony drove out on Thursday after Sandra got off work. I was done at about noon, so I took off a little early. I took the bike out. We still recording? I take the bike out, and it was stinking hot. It was like 115 that weekend. So I drive out on the bike. We check in, have a great weekend. Then they take off, go home. We both leave at the same time. But I'm taking a long way home because I'm stopping. It's so hot. I'm stopping every exit, maybe every 20, 30 minutes. Get something to drink, stretch, get out of the heat for a little bit. And I'm almost home. Make it down to Kingman. About halfway home. And I stop at a little truck stop, and I put the kickstand down on the bike. This is how hot it was. Put the kickstand out on the asphalt, go in the store, get a Gatorade, wash my face, drink some of the Gatorade, come out. So I'm in there for maybe 15, 20 minutes. The asphalt had melted, and the kickstand had sank in the asphalt. So I'm sitting there, and it's kind of in the shade. I'm sitting on a little patch of grass under a tree, and I look up. And this car pulls up, little sedan. And this girl gets out, and she's really attractive. Really attractive young
lady. Really?
Probably 23, 24. And she walks past, and she's wearing this little short cross between like a long shirt, short dress. But it's kind of blowing in the wind. And she walks past, and it looked, without looking, but I was like, oh, she's wearing anything under that.
Oh, mama.
Oh, she's wearing anything under that.
Oh, my.
And she goes in, She's in there a couple minutes. She comes out. She opens the door to her car, and a wind blows up, and it blows this thing up. She's completely naked under.
That's
and
great.
I'm thinking to myself,
"You're thinking
those seats are hot."
Record that.
No, so I'm.
You're blinking your eyes.
No, that's,
take a picture of that with your eyes.
That's how you know you're getting old when your first thought is, "Ooh, those seats are probably really hot."
No.
Now, flash forward.
Damn.
Flash forward about 10 minutes, and I'm driving down the 40. I'm doing probably 85. And I'm coming up to a car, not thinking about it. And I happen to look, and it's got a little license plate frame. It's Enterprise Rental. That's where I rent. When I rent cars, that's where I rent.
Mm-hmm. Their sponsor.
And I'm just thinking, oh, hey, Enterprise Rental. I rent from that. You know, just kind of, you know, kind of mind-numbing as I'm riding. As I pull up next, I glance over, and two things I see. This is another way you know you're getting old. It's the same girl. This is the car she was driving. And as I'm passing her, I glance down. She's completely naked in the car. She had taken off what she was wearing.
That was on purpose. She's trying to bait you.
Completely naked.
She's trying to bait you.
And what do I think of?
Oh, yeah. Grill
about
marks.
Rental car. The first thought comes to my mind is, I hope I never rent that vehicle. I seriously hope I never get that vehicle on a rental.
What was it again? What kind of model?
I know it was a little sedan.
You better not get it.
It was brown. The car was brown. Like
always
beige,
stick to a Corolla.
So now I will get a white car.
That's good.
But that's what goes through your mind at 50 years old.
Damn. Well, those things don't happen. That never happens to me. Best thing I ever see is like somebody gets their high heel stuck in a grate and they like kind of fall forward. I get that. I've seen that a couple times.
How is that even close to being the same thing?
I mean, it's something different that happens, you know. I like people. I think people falling down is probably the funniest thing in the world.
What's that old? Is that
Isn't it?
Mel Brooks, I think. One of them old guys has a famous saying of the difference between comedy and tragedy. Comedy is when you slip on a banana peel and fall down, break your neck. Tragedy is if I stub my toe.
I think the older you get, the more funny it is, actually. Mm. Fall off. And
old people falling?
Yeah, old people fall. Like on Bart on the train, when the train goes and they don't grab on something. And they don't fall, but they got like go forward, stumble. Oh, my God.
That, and I don't even ride a train. I get that. That happens when I stand up too fast.
Yeah. We got earthquakes here, too. That could happen.
Well, plug away, Steve-O. What's your site? Where can people read you and hear you?
Yeah, you could watch me on Pornhub.com. I'll be there all week.
Yuck.
Pornhub. And also at the sister site, Portuguese guy with Portuguese flag shorts.com/
Look me so.
or East Bay Citizen. East Bay Citizen. The King of the East Bay at ebcitizen.com.
So it's just EB Citizen?
Yeah, EB. Don't tell anybody.
Link to the podcast on there too?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm angling one day to expand.
To what?
To SB Nation. SB. SB Citizen.
South Bay?
Yeah.
Why?
The money's there. The money's there. And nobody cares about it either. So San Francisco, really nobody cares about San Francisco. So there are a couple.
How about BA Citizen?
BA
Citizen. BayAreaCitizen.com. You can get Mr. T as your spokesman.
I actually had a Mr. T reference. In the last podcast.
Just before the guy got drunk and walked out.
I told the guy he's running for Congress. I said, if you're in Congress, you know when they had that sit-in in Congress? I said, if you were in Congress.
Wasn't that the folks from Arizona? I think it was. No?
I don't know. They may be in part. But there was all congressmen sitting in there for the gun violence. So I told this guy running for Congress, I said, hey, so if you were there, would you, what would you do? Would you go and get an Uber or call DC cab? You know, like, he was like looking at me like, what? I think that's a Mr. T reference, 80s movie, huh? DC cab. What would you do? And sort of his answer, of course, was, oh, I'd be there all the time, hard worker. Yeah, right. Keep lying before you get a job saying you're a hard worker. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
So what do you got coming up? Who you got lined up for your podcast?
You know, I got the dude that we were just talking about that was drunk after.
When's that going up?
I'm probably
going
to talk about that on my podcast after. Tell, hey, this guy just drunk. Yeah, that's going to be on this week.
All right.
Tuesday.
Tuesdays? Tomorrow, because this will go up tonight.
It's going to be on Tuesday. And then I'm working on some, you know, some of these people, they get scared. So they got to think about whether they want to come on here. But I don't know why they don't, because it's all fun times.
Man, you get to drink, it sounds like, and walk out and hit on waitresses. Yeah. Hey, we got something coming up on the 20th, July 20th. It's a Wednesday at Big Daddy E's Barbecue in Chino Valley. At noon, we're recording our 100th episode.
100.
100.
100, and you're turning 50.
It is the Play Hooky from Work show. Yeah. We want folks to ditch work and come and record with us. We're going to have food set up, some beverages, and some live music and some special guests. So Wednesday, July 20th at Big Daddy E's Barbecue in Chino Valley at 12 noon.
That really sounds like you're really for the local economy.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm trying to get new tires, and the guy is not even – there's nobody working at the – Big O Tires or whatever.
We don't have a Big O Tire.
You know, nobody's working a tire shop because they're all playing hooky.
Pretty much everybody that listens to this show is unemployed.
Everything's
so going to
collapse.
Okay.
Nobody.
We're okay.
Your Time Magazine didn't come in because the mailman took a day off to go to the Santos Podcast 100.
Nobody reads magazines anymore.
Are you going to have like a little thing, a little backdrop with your podcast logo?
I got that, yeah.
You got that already?
Yeah.
Like you take photos in behind?
No, it's just a little thing we hang like.
You know, with a like it has a bunch of little logos.
No.
You know, that kind of thing you hit there?
I'd basically have my business
Hollywood.
Card, and it's like a couple of feet, 3 feet wide. We hang like on the table or behind us when we record. This was a lot of fun. The funnest part was the part where we forgot to push record.
I know, and we made the guy stay there longer because they're trying to clean up the place because they close at 2.
For a company party.
Yeah, so he was like.
But beautiful view out here in Alameda.
Oh, my God.
At the toxic waste dump, formerly known as Alameda Naval Air Station. All right, well, thanks, Steve.
You're welcome. Great.
I got to go back to Modesto.
Yeah, that's a long way from here, buddy.
And a lot of traffic right now.
Very less preferable place than Alameda, that is for sure. Yeah. Sorry, Modesto.
Well, I'll hit you
but
up
look at the name, Modesto.
Well, it's next to Manteca, lard.
Yeah.
And Tracy, which I went to school with a Tracy.
And not you go further, attractive. It's Ripon, R-I-P-O-N, which sounds very gaseous.
All right, well, that's it. Mile High Show episode number something. I don't know what it is.
99.
No, I think this is like 96, 97.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right, thanks, Steve.
You're welcome. You're great. I've seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Driving out of Darlington County, see when he hands up to the bumper.